Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to the Frank Opinion Joke Podcast. I'm Frank Opinion, and you're whoever you are. Quick acknowledgement. AO Creatives, AOCreatives.com. If you want to do a podcast or you want to, I don't know, make yours better, you might want to talk to these folks. Same with the website. You got one, you want one, you want to make yours better, AOCreatives.com. Also, hit the follow button. Don't forget to hit follow. That way you never miss a joke. Now, every day when I do this, before I tell a joke, or actually as I think of a joke I want to tell, it always, almost always reminds me of a story, usually of something when I was a kid. For example, this joke today has to do with some Indian, Native American Indian terminology. So I got to thinking about this, and unfortunately, kids today, they don't get to play the games we used to play because so much is, ooh, not nice or politically incorrect or whatever. And I'm talking in this case about cowboys and Indians. We used to play cowboys and Indians because we had cowboys that we wanted to be like. If you asked any kid, I have a grandson who's about to turn 12, all right? If I asked him to name three cowboys, I don't think he could do it. I don't know if he could name one. We had Roy Rogers. We had Hopalong Cassidy. We had Wild Bill Hickok. We had Gene Autry. See, right there, I can knock out four or five of them, and if I started thinking about it, I could probably come up with more. Don't have that anymore. With guns and holsters, and we'd run around on, you know, mops or brooms like that was our horse. You know, you get up, yeah. It was fun. It was fun. But I don't think they play that anymore because, first of all, they don't know really what a cowboy is. Secondly, we not only would play cowboys and Indians, but we would do the, you know, whatever that is. I think it was supposed to be some kind of war call or something, war chant. Well, apparently that's not acceptable anymore either. You're not supposed to do that. Why? Why? Why is it any different than any other cry going into battle? I don't know. But I feel bad for kids today. Here's another thing that I feel bad for them about. And don't get all get your panties all in a knot because you will. That's not very safe. And that is the fact that we would just jump on our bicycles and go. I would go out, couldn't wait. Summer day, school's out, jump on that bicycle and go over to a buddy's house, or just ride with no helmet. Thank goodness I didn't have to wear a helmet to get on a bicycle. Is it safer? Of course it is. That's not the point. I mean, you can sometimes, I think, almost be overly cautious, and it takes the fun out of things. You know, what's next? A helmet to get on a Sea-Doo, wave runner, to ride in a boat, a helmet to ride in a convertible? No. That would really take the fun out of it. But kids now, look, I know parents that before their kid can get on the bike, they got to go through this whole ritual, put your helmet on, put your knee pads on, your protective elbow guards, and your gloves that protect your wrist. What?
It's too much! It's too much!
I just want to jump on my bike and go over to Jimmy's house. But I do understand and get that it is certainly safer. But sometimes you just want to feel the wind. You know what I'm saying? And I'll give you another example. I'm a motorcycle guy. I've had 24 motorcycles in my life. I currently have four. And in Missouri, you don't have to wear a helmet to ride a motorcycle. I like that. Is it safer? No. It's certainly smarter, you know, to wear a helmet. But I've ridden motorcycles with helmets, without helmets. I prefer without. Again, I know that it's a little more dangerous. But at what point do you go, oh, okay, enough protection. Let's just have fun. So kids now will never know that experience. They're just jumping on the bike and just going. So the reason for all of that is that this joke made me think of playing cowboys. Not only did we play cowboys and Indians, we had a variety of guns to choose from. You could buy the Lone Ranger's gun. You could buy Roy Rogers. He wore two, like pearl handle, ivory handle, left and right. He had a gun on each hip and really fancy cowboy clothes. And I had, man, I can't even count the little toy guns that I used to have. And it never once made me want to go to school and kill everybody. Never. So feel bad for kids in a way. They're safer, but I think they missed out on what we didn't miss out on, and that's just being able to jump on and go. So the joke today is about a guy who is he's never been to a psychiatrist. He finally, on the recommendation of his wife, decides to go see a doctor and see what he can make of this thing that's happening to him almost every night. So he gets in to see the doctor. The doctor says, well, how can I help you? And he goes, well, doc, he says, this is the weirdest thing. I dream, and in my dreams, one night I'm a wigwam, and the next night I'm a teepee. And quite frankly, doc, I don't know the difference in the dreams. It's not clear to me the difference, but I just know that in my dreams, one night I'm a wigwam, and the next night I'm a teepee, and then the next night I'm a wigwam again, then a teepee. And the doctor says, stop right there. I know exactly what this is. Let me see if I got this right. One night you'll dream you're a teepee, and the next night you're a wigwam. And then back and forth, wigwam, teepee, teepee, wigwam. It's obvious you're too tense.
Yeah.